Pop and Go, Aretha Franklin, Freeway of Love, 106.9 WCTR, greatest hits of all time. It's More and Less in the Morning. I'm Leslie C. We're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique, and it is the second Friday. I always have to look at the calendar and count. That means it's Arts Minute Update, and Hester Sachs is here with us to talk about what's going on in the world of arts.
I am indeed. Hello. And I'm going to start with something that's been rescheduled. So there was some weather we had a couple weeks ago, and a couple events had to get moved around a little bit. And so the Mineri's Dream Alliance has the premiere of the documentary film Get on the Bus.
Okay.
And that is happening on February 14th on Valentine's Day at Decker Theater. 6 p.m. There's a red carpet before, so it should be a great, fantastic event. And this is a documentary that was made. So Mineri's Dream sponsored a trip with 54 community members going down to Birmingham, Alabama. They went to a whole bunch of really incredible historic civil rights sites throughout Alabama and the South. And so then this film was made about that experience. And the community members were students all the way up to retired folks. It's a really, really cool project.
Oh, that's going to be cool to see. Really,
yeah,
to see all the different reactions from the different age groups.
Yes,
because I'm sure it impacts people differently.
Yeah, because there are people who remember being part of that movement, and then there are people who are, you know, kids who are kind of learning about it, and that's a really visceral way to actually get to experience that.
Incredible. Yeah,
so that should be really great. So that's February 14th, 6 p.m., free admission at Decker Theater.
Okay.
And then, so something that's ongoing.
Okay.
It is KCA Independent Artist Grants season. This is our Independent Artist Grants. They are $500 cash grants for any artist over the age of 18 who's living and creating in Kent County. So this $500 grant is available to artists, and there's a simple application that has to be filled out, and it's basically a qualifying application, right? It's not a whole, we're not asking a lot of financial disclosures, anything like that. It's, we want to know about the art that you're creating and how you're sharing it with the community. And we have 40 grants that are available. If we get more qualified applicants than we are able to serve, we'll do a lottery system and do it that way. But we're hopeful that we'll be able to provide grants for everybody who gets an application.
Now, this is any medium, right? So this is like,
so if you're a musician, like this is grant money to get that studio time that you can't. If you're an artist, like a visual artist, this helps buy that paint that you need to finish that painting. If you're a sculptor, to, you know, fix that welding thing that's broken in the corner. You know, I mean, whatever your medium is, this is here to help. And so we're excited. So that application is available at kentculture.org, and the application window is open through the 3rd of March, which is that Sunday, the 3rd of March through midnight. So you can make fill out the application online and submit it that way. There's also a downloadable application if you're not comfortable submitting it online, or you're welcome to come in to the Raymond Center Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and pick up a paper copy as well.
All right.
Yeah, we want to make it as available as possible.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and then this weekend is the opening of Lucky Stiff at the Garfield Center. So it is a fantastic musical with a brilliant cast, really funny. It's one of those like great shows for February where you can just get in, laugh, enjoy some really talented folks doing really great work. There's a dead body that's in the show.
Okay.
Comically.
hence the name.
Hence the name. And it's just an absolute riotous bit of fun. So that opens tonight, and it runs Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock, Sundays at 2 through the 25th of February.
Okay.
And tickets for that are available at garfieldcenter.org or by stopping in the box office at the Garfield. Tonight also at the mainstay is the mainstay is welcoming back Deanna Boggart and her band, which is a combination of boogie woogie and rock and contemporary blues. They're really popular there. That show is at 8 o'clock and tickets are $25, available at mainstayrockhall.org. And then one more thing, tomorrow as you're finishing up your market and getting home for a little bit, come back downtown at 3 p.m. There's an artist's talk with artists who are currently part of the Missoni Gallery's Art and Architecture exhibition. And that's the exhibition's on view at the Cross Street Gallery of Missoni Art. And there's going to be a conversation with the artists moderated by Mike Pugh and Jim Doucette. And we're going to have that at the Raymond Center at 3 p.m. So it's free, open to the public. And there's more information about both the exhibition and sort of the way that the artists are going to be talking at masoniart.com. But just come by at 3 o'clock. That should be a really great little event.
Always amazing things going on in the
Absolutely.
Arts.
My gosh, happy February.
I know, right? And it's almost halfway over.
I don't want to talk about that again.
Okay, well, all right.
I can't believe it's
okay,
like
but
March.
Spring is on its way.
That's true.
See, that's the upside.
That is the upside.
Hester, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. See you soon.